Andy Bindia is a born entrepreneur, a real American success story, by way of Romania. Just one thing, don't call him a solar contractor.
The passion that we have for what we do is the key to our success. A lot of the times people just, you know, oh, the solar contractor. And we get a little bit offended by that because we're not just a bunch of dudes that bolt things onto your roof.
Andy is 31. He's tall and skinny and really passionate about solar. He wears cowboy boots. When he was a teenager, the town in Romania where he grew up was the site of one of Europe's biggest eco-disasters. A gold mining company spilled massive amounts of cyanide-tainted waters, which poisoned rivers and wells and made people sick. The experience roused in him an environmental consciousness. He joined Greenpeace, but discovered he wasn't interested in simply protesting. He wanted to build stuff that makes things right. He eventually found his way to Waynesboro, where, in 2011, he launched his own solar panel installation company, Segura Solar, with $4,000 and a beat-up 97 Honda with a ladder rack on top.
Solar is, if you really think about it, it's pretty amazing. I mean, you take this box, you point it out in the direction of the sun, and you create energy. I think Elon Musk called it indirect fusion. When you realize that, it's like, whoa, that's amazing.
When he first started out, he was doing a handful of installs a week and charging a premium for each one. The company was making a decent profit, but as a long-term business strategy, it was stalling growth.
We basically decided that proliferation of solar energy systems and renewable energy was our goal, was our vision. And we realized that one of the hindrances was the high cost of these solar energy systems. And we were selling at a much, much higher price at that point. So what we did, we changed our business model entirely. Rather than having a few projects with a higher profit margin, we moved in the direction of reducing the price as much as possible on each individual system.
The risk paid off, and it dovetailed with the growing solar co-op movement, in which neighborhoods in places such as Harrisonburg, Charlottesville, and Augusta County go solar as a group, so the equipment can be purchased in bulk, reducing costs by up to 30%. The high-volume, low-profit model has been a game-changer for Segura. Revenue went from $237,000 in their first year to $3.2 million in 2014. This caught the attention of the national business magazine, Inc., which ranked Segura number 376 on its annual list of the top 500 fastest-growing companies in the United States. Not bad for a lapsed Greenpeace volunteer.
70% of our customers do it for financial reasons. And contrary to common belief, they're not all tree-hugging liberals.
The company now does 3 installations a day with offices in Waynesboro, D.C., and somewhat randomly, Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Segura Solar opened the Haiti office in March as part of its overarching mission to bring affordable, renewable energy to people in energy-poor places. Only a quarter of Haitians have access to the national electrical grid. And of those that do, they have power only 30% of the time, something like 5 hours a day.
I've started to take my colleagues from Virginia down to Haiti one by one. We have a permanent staff down in Haiti. And each and every one of them's reaction was, wow, we do not value to the proper extent how important and how precious it is to have power 24/7.
For everyone else, they have to rely on gas power generators, which, when you factor in transportation costs to these remote towns, becomes incredibly expensive for the average Haitian. Andy says he can deliver power to these places at a cheaper price and still make a profit. One sub-powered town, Mont-Saint-Nicolas, population 30,000, just signed a 50-year power supplier agreement with Segura. The company is building a micro-power station comprised of solar, wind, battery, and diesel that customers can tap into using Segura's own specially designed meters and prepaid cards. In other words, Segura is kind of becoming a utility, at least in Haiti, an irony that is not lost on Andy. And the experience has given him a whole new respect and appreciation for Virginia's state utility, Dominion Power.
So we are seeing the other end that a lot of our colleagues in the solar energy industry don't get to see. And my personal belief is that we give utilities a lot of grief, which a lot of it is deserved, but we take for granted having power 24/7. And it's rare that we pause and say, this is amazing, we should applaud this.
Whether Segura can operate successfully in two separate countries remains to be seen. It's a gamble, but it's also opportunity. For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.